This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The neurological and psychological roots of toxic traits, an in-depth analysis. Why toxic behavior runs deeper than bad choices or bad character. In short, toxic traits are not character flaws chosen freely. They are pattern survival responses shaped by the brain, built from fear, and reinforced over decades. The amygdala drives defensive behaviors that look like aggression, control, or cruelty. Amid psychological needs for safety and recognition fueled the most destructive patterns. Toxic behavior is learned and conditioned, which means it follows predictable rules. Definition: toxic traits roots refer to the neurological and psychological origins of harmful behavioral patterns. These are the brain-based threat responses, emit emotional needs and early conditioning that produce behaviors like manipulation, cruelty, and chronic negativity in adults. Introduction. I spent years watching the same person destroy every team they joined. Different companies, different colleagues, different roles. Always the same wreckage. For the longest time, I asked the wrong question. I kept asking what is wrong with them. Eventually, after enough years, I started asking a better one: why does this keep happening at the same predictable depth? Understanding the toxic traits roots behind harmful behavior is not about excusing it. It is about understanding what you are actually dealing with. When you know what drives a behavior, you stop being surprised by it. You stop absorbing it as a personal attack. You start responding with clarity instead of reacting with emotion. In this article, you will understand the neurological and psychological mechanisms that produce toxic traits and what that understanding means for how you communicate and protect yourself. If you are already dealing with specific patterns in a team setting, scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy offers direct language for those situations. The surface versus the root of toxic traits. Most people understand toxic behavior at the surface level. They see the manipulation, the cruelty, the constant negativity, and they label it as a personality problem. That label is not wrong, exactly. It is just incomplete. At the surface, a toxic person looks like someone who simply chooses to behave badly. They gossip, undermine, control, or belittle. The surface reading says they enjoy it or do not care. That is the interpretation most people carry, and it drives responses built on frustration, moral judgment, and emotional exhaustion. The deeper reality is that toxic behavior is almost always a protection system, not a preference. The brain learned, usually long ago, that certain behaviors kept the person safe, recognized, or in control. What looks like cruelty from the outside often looks like survival from the inside. That gap between perception and reality is where most people get stuck. Understanding the root changes how you respond to the surface. The toxic traits roots explained. Mechanism and psychology. Here is the core of it. Toxic traits do not appear from nowhere. They are built by the brain over time, layer by layer, in response to specific conditions. The brain is a prediction machine. It learns what keeps you safe and repeats it automatically. The threat response underneath. The amygdala, the part of your brain that signals danger, cannot always tell the difference between a physical threat and a social one. For people who grew up in unpredictable or threatening environments, this threat detection system gets calibrated to fire early and often. A critical comment at work triggers the same internal alarm as genuine danger. The behavioral response, which might look like rage, withdrawal, or manipulation, is the brain trying to neutralize a perceived threat. This is why you see someone react to mild feedback as if they have been attacked. Shame as the engine. Beneath most toxic behavioral patterns, you'll find shame. Not guilt, which is about what you did, but shame, which is about who you are. Shame is one of the most destabilizing psychological experiences a person can carry. People rarely sit with it. They externalize it. They project it onto others, criticize to deflect, or control situations to prevent exposure, which means that the person who constantly undermines others is often running from a deep conviction that they themselves are not enough. Amit needs driving extreme behavior. Every person has core psychological needs: safety, connection, recognition, autonomy. When those needs go chronically unmet, the brain escalates its strategies to fill the gap. This is why toxic behavior so often feels disproportionate to the situation. The response is not to what just happened. It is to a long history of that need going unmet. Understanding how unmet needs drive team conflict gives you a clearer picture of how this plays out in group settings. Behavioral conditioning over time. The brain strengthens what it repeats. A child who discovered that anger kept adults at a safe distance will carry that strategy into every relationship. A person who learned that charm and flattery earned approval will deploy those tools in every professional setting, long past the point of genuine need. These are not conscious strategies in adulthood. They are automatic. That is why toxic people so often seem unaware of what they are doing. The behavior is conditioned, not chosen. Here is the plain summary. Toxic traits are survival strategies that outlived their usefulness. The brain built them to handle a specific threat and then kept using them long after their original conditions changed. The behavior is real and the harm it causes is real. But the driver is fear, not malice. What toxic behavior looks like in real situations. Here is where this psychology becomes visible in everyday communication. The underminer in the meeting. A senior colleague consistently questions your ideas in front of others, but quietly agrees with you one-on-one. In the group setting, something shifts. The underlying mechanism is a shame-driven need to maintain status. When your contribution receives recognition, it threatens their sense of relative standing. The public environment triggers the threat response, and undermining is the automatic protective move. It is not about your idea. It is about their fear. The controller who never delegates. A manager refuses to hand off any meaningful work, micromanages every output, and reacts with visible anxiety when processes change. From the outside, this looks like distrust or arrogance. The root is chronic hypervigilance, a nervous system that learned early that losing control leads to bad outcomes. The brain keeps them locked in override mode regardless of the actual situation. For teams where this dynamic is affecting psychological safety, what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy speaks directly to the cost of that pattern, the passive-aggressive avoider. A colleague agrees to everything in the room and then quietly fails to deliver, misses deadlines without explanation, or offers sabotaging feedback through indirect comments. This pattern usually reflects a deep conflict between the need for approval and the fear of confrontation, two unmet needs pulling in opposite directions. The person cannot say no because rejection feels catastrophic, so they agree and then resist indirectly. How to address passive-aggressive behavior that silently eroding team synergy offers practical guidance for exactly this situation. In each of these situations, the surface behavior was different. The root mechanism was the same. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Why most people miss the roots of toxic behavior. If this insight is this important, why do so few people see it clearly? The behavior feels personal, so we respond personally. When someone undermines you, belittles you, or manipulates you, your nervous system activates too. You are now in your own threat response, which makes deep analysis nearly impossible in the moment. You react to what was done to you, not to what drove it. The emotional charge of being the target makes objectivity genuinely hard. We conflate behavior with identity. Most of us were taught to judge the action and infer the character. Toxic behavior equals toxic person equals no further explanation needed. That shortcut is fast and satisfying, but it stops the inquiry at the surface. It also means we never build the understanding that would actually help us navigate the situation more effectively. The role of emotional intelligence in team synergy depends on resisting exactly this shortcut. The behavior is designed, at a deep level, to prevent examination. Toxic patterns often include a kind of perimeter defense. Manipulation keeps others off balance. Aggression keeps them at a distance. Charm and flattery keep them distracted. The very mechanisms that produce toxic behavior also make it harder for others to see clearly what is happening underneath it. Understanding feels like excusing. There is a fear that if we explain a behavior, we are letting someone off the hook. That fear is understandable, but it is a false trade. Explanation is not absolution. You can fully understand why someone behaves as they do and still hold a clear limit about what you will accept. Awareness is the beginning. But awareness without application changes nothing. What understanding toxic traits roots means for how you communicate. Understanding this changes what you do in three specific ways. Number one, stop absorbing the behavior as truth. When someone with deeply conditioned toxic traits attacks your competence or character, your instinct is to defend or to doubt yourself. Knowing the neurological root of that behaviour gives you a different frame. The attack is not data about you. It is data about the threat response. The concrete action before you respond to a provocative comment. Take 10 seconds to ask yourself whether this person is reacting to you or to something you have triggered in them. Number 2. Calibrate your limits to the pattern, not the moment. Because toxic behaviour is patterned and conditioned, you can predict it. That is useful. When you know the pattern, you can set limits that address the pattern rather than reacting to each individual incident. If you need language for those conversations, scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy is a strong starting point. The concrete action documents 3 instances of the behaviour before you address it, so you're responding to the pattern with confidence, not to one episode with emotion. Number 3. Reduce the emotional charge in your communication. High emotion in your response feeds the other person's threat system and escalates the dynamic. Understanding that their behavior comes from fear, not power, makes it easier to stay regulated. A regulated, direct response gives the other person less to react to and gives you more control of the exchange. The concrete action prepare a single clear sentence in advance for the next time the behavior occurs, so you're not constructing your response under pressure. For teams navigating this in high-stakes moments, understanding what the amygdala hijack does under pressure is directly relevant. Number 4. Know when to invest and when to withdraw. Some people with deeply conditioned toxic patterns will not change, because change requires them to confront the fear underneath. Knowing this saves you from exhausting yourself in attempts to fix what you cannot fix. The concrete action: be honest with yourself about whether the behavior has shown any real variation over time. If it has not, redirect your energy toward protection and effective communication, not prepare. These are not new behaviors. They are the same behaviors, grounded in a deeper understanding of why they work. Key insights and next steps. Toxic traits are not personality quirks or isolated bad moods. They are patterned neurological and psychological responses, shaped by fear, shame, and unmet need, and reinforced over years of conditioning. Toxic behavior follows predictable patterns because it is built by the brain, not chosen freely in the moment. The amygdala's threat response is the engine under most aggressive, controlling, or manipulative behavior. Shame drives more toxic behavior than cruelty does. That distinction matters when you decide how to respond. Unmet needs for safety, recognition, and control push people toward extreme behavioral strategies over time. Understanding the root does not excuse the behavior. It gives you more accurate information to work with. You cannot force change in someone whose patterns run this deep. You can only control your own responses and limits. To go deeper into the team dynamics that toxic traits disrupt, read the psychology behind high synergy teams and the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy. Both articles will sharpen your understanding of why toxic traits roots do so much damage in group settings. This much I know for certain: the moment you stop asking why are they so awful and start asking what is driving this, you become a far harder person to manipulate and a far more effective one to deal with. Frequently asked questions. What are the neurological roots of toxic traits? Toxic traits are often driven by an overactive threat response in the brain. The amygdala, which processes danger, can misread social situations as threats and trigger defensive behaviors. Over time, these responses become automatic, patterned habits that look like personality flaws, but are rooted in neurology. Can toxic traits roots be traced to childhood experience? Yes, many toxic behavioral patterns form earlier in life as survival strategies. When a child grows up in an environment of criticism, neglect, or unpredictability, the brain learns to protect itself through control, withdrawal, or aggression. These patterns persist into adulthood long after the original threat is gone. What psychological needs drive toxic behavior in people? Toxic behavior is frequently driven by unmet needs for safety, control, recognition, and belonging. When these needs go unmet, people adopt extreme strategies to fill the gap. The behavior looks destructive on the outside, but internally it is an attempt to secure something the person fundamentally lacks. Are toxic traits rooted in personality or in learned behavior? Both play a role, but learned behavior is the larger factor for most people. The brain shapes itself around repeated experiences, especially under stress. What appears to be a fixed personality trait is often a deeply conditioned response that formed under specific circumstances and became the default setting. How does understanding toxic traits roots change how you respond? When you understand that toxic behavior comes from fear, shame, or unmet needs rather than malice, you stop taking it personally and start responding strategically. You set clearer limits, communicate with less emotional charge, and make smarter decisions about when to engage and when to disengage. Can someone with toxic traits roots change their behavior? Change is possible, but it requires the person to recognize their patterns and commit to rewiring them. That process is slow and rarely happens without real discomfort. As someone dealing with their behavior, you cannot force that change. You can only control how you protect yourself and how you communicate. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.